It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we've been talking about gratitude and how that changes everything. Today is actually day three. It'll be the last day that we talk about it this week because we'll be on holiday after today to celebrate Thanksgiving. Hopefully everyone has a safe and wonderful holiday. Don't forget to check in on your elderly folks. Maybe you have some neighbors who don't have any family. Make sure they, if they need a plate or an invitation, that they get that. We got to extend our homes and open them for everybody. All right, today we're going to talk about not everybody getting a front row seat in your life. Proverbs 4:23 states, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And let's just be honest, okay? Our most biggest heartbreaks in life didn't come from strangers. Instead, they came from people that we trusted. They had front row seats to our lives. And a part of growing and growing up and maturing and walking with God is understanding the truth about this, that not everybody needs to have full access to you. It's not a membership. That's not selfish when we say this. That's stewardship. If you think about it, Jesus loved everyone, but he didn't give everybody the same level of access. As a matter of fact, he preached to the crowds and he dined with the disciples and took only three into his most sacred moments. He understood that boundaries, long before we called them boundaries, he understood what that meant. And some people are what we might call balcony folks. You wave at them, you're polite, you're kind, but they don't need a backstage pass into your life. And others are what we call maybe inner circle people. Those are the ones who protect your peace. They speak truth and love. They lift you in prayer. And they don't run when things get complicated. And then we have what we want to call the lesson people. I think everybody has a lesson person somewhere in their life. That is that they were not meant to stay. They were meant to teach you something. Maybe they taught you what loyalty really looks like, or maybe they showed you what red flags look like. Maybe they help you to recognize what you'll never tolerate again. And releasing these people doesn't mean that you don't love them. What it really means is that you love yourself enough and God enough to protect the purpose that he has placed inside of you. Because let's face it, your heart is valuable, your peace is priceless, and your calling is too important to let just anybody shape that. So these are people sometimes that teach us a lesson we have to learn to let go. So today, ask yourself, who am I letting too close? Who is draining me instead of filling me up? And who confuses me instead of sharpening me? Who may need a different seat in life and maybe further back or out of the theater altogether? Because let's face it, it's not about cutting people off. It is, however, about aligning your relationship with God's direction. So when you guard your heart, you are protecting your future. Now, that is something that I learned a long time ago, and I always say there are two things that save me. Number one is God. Of course, number two is going to therapy, and the two of those go hand in hand. As a matter of fact, if you go to Christian therapy, it's even better. But someone taught me very long ago about protecting my peace and handing back the backpack. How many times have you been wearing somebody else's problems? You need to give them back their backpack and protect your peace. Think about it today. Is there someone that you may need to move out of your front row? There probably is right now. And are there people God is calling you to pull closer because those people are good for your soul? You probably might know a few. You might have had a few on standby, but because you're hanging on to people who are not protecting your peace and not helping you with your calling from God, you haven't had space. It's time to open that space up. So, Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, help us clearly see who belongs in our inner circle and who doesn't. Give us wisdom to make healthier choices, courage to set our boundaries, and grace to love people without giving everyone access to our hearts. Thank you for the ones that you've placed in our lives to walk beside us. And as we head into Thanksgiving, thank you for everything that you're great enough to give to us. And let us see our blessings sitting around the table this year, this holiday year. And if there's someone out there, Lord, that needs a little something extra this holiday season, please help us to find those people and love on those people a little bit more. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.